The Depores Pages Homilies. These homilies are a production of the Depores Pages. You can find all our podcasts at thefriar.org. The Friar, FRIAR.org. You can go to our website, or you can subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. Sometimes I think the Christian life, if we're not careful, can be reduced to something like a New Year's resolution. We're going to work harder, we're going to exercise, or we're going to go on that diet that we thought about for a long time. Or, you know, in my case, I'm going to try to give up the snooze button in the morning and just simply try to force myself out of bed every morning. That's probably the hardest of all. But Paul's letter to the Colossians indicates to us that it's much more than just our own personal resolve to do good. As wonderful as those things are, and as wonderful as treating people well is, and as wonderful as doing something that really takes care of our personal health and well-being, the gift we've been given by God, all those things are wonderful. But Paul is reminding the Colossians that a relationship with Jesus is far more than just simply a resolve to do good. It is a relationship that changes everything. We are baptized. We are given grace. Our sins are forgiven. Jesus dedicates himself to this very task, even though we don't deserve it. The second person of the Blessed Trinity invites us into a grace-filled relationship that, if we look at the lives of the saints, become unbelievably magnificent in what they are capable of doing. Think of just yesterday, we celebrated St. Peter Claver, who the prayer referred to as the slave to the slaves when he was in South America. He, in fact, worked hard with people, slaves, who were dying, who were sick, who were ill. How could he do that? It's the life-changing relationship he had with Jesus. Today, we pray that we might be open to the grace that God longs to give us, that not only will we resolve to do good, but we will resolve to open ourselves to a life-changing relationship filled with the grace of God.